Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Pei Beis Menachos 82. On today's Daf Yomi, there is a Mishnah, and our Mishnah follows the previous Mishnah, which the previous Mishnah had said if there's something that a person is obligated to bring, and this is an obligation that it's upon themselves, they're not allowed to pay off that obligation via something which is already obligated for something else. So, for example, if a person is obligated to bring a sacrifice, that person can only bring that money from the chulin, from the non-sacred money, but they can't bring it from Maaser Sheni, which is already sacred money, which is designated for food that has to be in Jerusalem. So you can't double dip into that and say, okay, I'm going to use the Maaser Sheni money and use it to fund my purchase of this offering. So that is the basic concept, that you can't double dip when it comes to sacred money, and that the purchase of the offering must come from chulin. And our Mishnah brings a source for this. What is our source for this? Says our Mishnah, Minayin la Omer Harei Alei Todah. How do you know if a person says, I have to give I'm taking upon myself a vow to bring a Thanksgiving offering? And that a person can only bring the food for the Thanksgiving offering from chulin money, from non-sacred money, and the person can't pay for this offering from Maaser Sheni money, from this already designated sacred money, as it states in the verse in Deuteronomy 16 verse 2, Vizavachta Pesach Hashem Elkecha Tzonu Vakar. A person must bring a Pesach to Hashem, a Paschal offering, from the sheep and from the cattle. And says the Mishnah, V'halo Pesach im ba'al min ha'kvasu min ha'izim. The Pesach offering can't come from the cattle. It can only come from a sheep or from a goat, not from the large livestock. So why does the verse say that you shall bring the Pesach offering from the sheep and from the cattle? Ma tam alomer tzonu v'akar, says our Mishnah. Why does it say from the sheep and from the cattle? In order l'hakish ko abba min ha'tzonu v'akar l'pesach, in order to make a comparison to everything that comes from the sheep and the cattle to the Paschal offering. Ma Pesach Davar Shebechova. Just like the Paschal offering is something which is obligatory, a person must bring a Paschal lamb, and yet we say, Eino ba el menachulin. We have a special law by the Paschal lamb that you're not allowed to bring it from the Maaser Sheni, can only come from the chulin, and our Gemara is going to discuss what is the source for this, but for now we take that as a given. So too, I've called davar shebechova, so too everything that is obligatory, like a sacrifice that a person takes upon themselves, or a vow that a person takes to bring a Thanksgiving offering, for example, eino ba ela min ha'chulin, it can only come from non-sacred funds. It cannot come from the Maaser Sheni. Therefore, ha'areo lai toda, ha'areo lai shalom, if a person takes a vow to bring a Thanksgiving offering, or Shlomim offering, Hoel Ubayin Chova Lo Yaviu El Menachulin. Says our Mishnah, since it's an obligatory offering, it can only be paid for from the Chulin and not from the Maaser Sheni. And our Mishnah concludes, so too with the Nesachim, by the offerings that accompany the Thanksgiving or the Shlomim, Bekol Makom, whether a person says, I'm going to bring it from a Maaser, or a person says, I'm going to bring it from the Chulin money, Lo Yaviu El Menachulin. A person can only bring these accompanying offerings, the accompanying libations, just like the other offerings, the vows, a person can only bring this from the chulin and not from the Maaser Sheni. This idea that a person is not allowed to double dip, so to speak, and pay for his obligatory offerings from his already designated money that was designated for sacred items, this is something which is relevant to us today, even though we don't have offerings. But this is a question that comes up. One of the questions that comes up in this context is discussed already by the Ma'aril back in the 15th century in the Germanic lands, and he discusses the question: if a person who has taken upon themselves to give, following the pious practice of giving 10% of their funds to charity, and such a person has asked the Ma'aril if they were allowed to pay the money that they're obligated to give to the poor on Purim, which is called Matanos Levyonim, if they were allowed to use for that Matanos Levyonim the money that they've already designated, that they already have an obligation to give from their 10% that they're giving to charity. So, or do we say that the Matanos Levyonim, the poor person doesn't care how he gets that money? The poor person could care less if you're giving it from your Maaser money or from the secondary, or from the money that you're just going to have to give extra for the Matanos Levyonim. The poor person knows that you could give the money to any poor person, so he or she is going to be happy with whatever. So is this something that's going to be relevant? So the Maharal says, actually, it seems that you shouldn't be able to fulfill your obligation, because this is a special takana that the sages say to give matanos lavyonim to a poor person, so that's in addition to your general meiser money, and so therefore this is an example where he says you can't double dip. On the other hand, the Beis Yosef discusses a question that the Maharal raises in a different context, in a different tshuva, and that refers to a woman who took upon herself to go to a specific town to visit the graves of the tzaddikim. And the person had taken this vow, she took this vow, but you know what happened sometimes, after she took the vow, she was delayed in going, and she didn't actually make that trip. But then she had to go for another reason, and so she asked the Maharal if she's fulfilled her obligation, if she's fulfilled her vow to go to visit the graves of the righteous, because she wasn't going specifically for that trip. She had to go for a different reason. But while she's there, she visited the grave. So as she fulfilled her vow that she took upon herself to travel to that city to visit the grave of the righteous. So in this context, the Beis Yosef and the Maharal say that the Maharal says that she has fulfilled her obligation, because she didn't say when she took the vow, I'm going to pay money specifically to go to the graves of her ancestors, but rather she said, I'm going to go visit the graves of the righteous. So even if she got there without any trouble, she would still fulfill her obligation. So from the fact that it made it easier, that doesn't hurt her from fulfilling her vow. So too, for example, if a person took upon themselves to fast a certain number of days in that month, and one of those days happens to be a fast day, so too in that context, we say that that's similar, that a person has fulfilled their vow, and that's not considered double dipping. So these are the two concepts of sometimes it's double dipping and sometimes it's not.